Yo, what's up, Stay Lit cast listeners? I'm out here with my boy Danny right now. I can't even fucking speak, bro.
Goddamn, you haven't even said anything funny.
I haven't even said anything fucking funny. I'm already fucking laughing. Say what's up, Danny.
Yo, what's good, bitches?
He didn't mean to call all of you bitches, just some of you bitches.
No, I think I was calling all of you. Okay,
I stand corrected. He said everyone was a bitch. Again, that was from Danny and not me. I'm just kidding. It was for me too. But we're just out here talking shit, you know, catching up. Danny was telling me about his day. We were talking about our roast sessions. And hey, Danny, you got any upcoming plots coming up anytime soon? What's up?
My plot? Honestly, a nigga gonna be the government's slave for about 3 months. I'm gonna be their bitch. Sadly.
We're a government bitch.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a government bitch. So pretty much, I was over here getting fucking like... My training pretty much consisted of them lubing me up. And next week when I start, it's just like a whole lot of fuck shit's about to go on, bro. Like, it's gonna be a disaster. Like... My job title at the moment is pretty much being your mailman. These motherfuckers work hella extra. Like, you would think that these niggas, like, oh, like, you see them walking around, you know, like, they walk pretty fucking quick. And you see them, like, you think they're relaxed. But once you actually get in there and you see the fucking process, like, Jesus motherfucking Christ.
Jesus,
bro.
Christ.
Like. You have to case your mail, and meaning that you have to literally organize your mail, and you get like over what? Well, between it would say 700 to 507 to 700 pieces of mail. And that's not even including any fucking packages that you receive from Amazon or God knows wherever the fuck you got it from.
AdamandEve.com.
Yeah. These motherfuckers have to fit. That all that shit in a small ass fucking little truck. That I remind y'all, that shit looks pretty big from the outside, but you get in that motherfucker and you drive it, it's a go-kart. That's all it is.
It's a fucking go-kart.
It really is though. Cause nigga, like I'm already fucking like I just moved the steering wheel like one time and I'm already doing like a fucking full right turn. Like, goddamn, nigga.
Skirt,
bitch. But yeah, these motherfuckers do that, and then, like, don't ever stop a mailman, because these motherfuckers will get irritated like a motherfucker. Like, these niggas are on a schedule, having to complete fucking 20 goddamn houses in a matter of 15 minutes, and then move on to his next fucking location. It could be from fucking Figueroa. His next location could be fucking Long Beach Boulevard,
Big oof.
It could be Long Beach Boulevard, and he has to complete all that shit in 15 minutes. Do you know the struggle of that? Just imagine going down Long Beach Boulevard. Do you know how many bitches them niggas gotta dodge?
Damn.
It's a lot.
Damn.
I can't even count. Just know, it's a lot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but that was my day. But my plots... It's pretty much just me being the government's goddamn bitch for the next couple of months, sadly. But after that, your boy Wildin.
Hey.
But back to you, Walter.
So, moral of the fucking story is don't become a fucking mailman. Oh, man, this is fucking funny. I haven't seen my boy Danny in, like, what? It's been, like, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks? The last time I saw him, I was passed out on the floor. I was taking shots of that one. Oh, big oof. I tried to steal the blankets and pillows from the Airbnb.
I paid for this.
Bro. Deadass. Okay, all right. Check this out. I feel like if I go and get a hotel room get an Airbnb, and I'm paying a cleaning service fee and for a linen fee, that's my motherfucking linen. If I gotta pay for it, it's mine.
I paid for it, so it's mine.
It's mine. Goddamn. Goddamn. 4-7.
But if you take in the fucking pillows, you might as well take the mattress as well.
This bed is mine. Shit, I mean, if you're taking the mattress, might as well take the whole goddamn bed frame. Fuck it. That ass. Like,
if you want to, you can take the bench outside the house too.
Oh, did you say take the bench outside the house?
Yeah, bro. What? You know how expensive those shits are?
Wait, the bench?
The bench.
Oh, bench. I was like,
the bitch?
The bitch?
Nigga,
I was like, the bitch? The bench. He's take the bench outside. Take the bench outside. Okay, yeah, okay.
Like, take any motherfucking thing you like. They ain't gonna know. They don't got your information.
They showed. They kind of do. They kind of do.
Okay, since I've never personally rented out Airbnb, whatever the fuck you ever want to call it, like, how does that necessarily work? Because there's usually other people doing it. Like, I am usually the guy that just goes along. I just give you the money. I'm just like, here, bro, take it.
It's all right. So here's the process. You go, you figure out which place you want. You talk to the owner of the place. You tell them like what you're trying to do, how many people you're trying to have there, and if it's like an event or you're just staying there for like a getaway, X, Y, and Z. After, like, he says, like, yeah, it's okay. You pay $100 security deposit, depending on the cost. So it's always between $100 and $200. It's never more than $200. And sometimes it's less than $100 if the place is, like, $79 a night. It might be, like, an $80 security deposit fee or a $90 security deposit fee. And then it's the actual fee of the place. And then the fee of the place is like what that person is charging for, like, you renting out their house. So let's just say like the house is like $179 a night.
God damn.
God plan. And then like Airbnb charges you a cleaning fee. They charge you like a booking fee. There's like three different fees, but they're not like much. It's like $5-$10.
Oh, I was about to say, if it was like some shit, because I used to use Uber all the goddamn time. Like, these motherfuckers, it went from having two fees. I'm not going to exaggerate.
Now they got like fucking 10 of those motherfuckers.
They got like 4, bro. And then like,
don't they have Uber? No, they have Pool, then Uber, and then Uber XL, and then like.
No, nigga, I'm talking about like, there's a difference between Uber Eats and Uber Pool.
Oh.
Yeah, I said Uber Eats, nigga. Oh. Like, I'm thinking it because my fat ass is hungry.
I was like...
But speaking about those fees, like, damn. Like I said, I used to fucking get Uber every fucking night. All my tip money, because back then I was a valet, all my tip money would just go to Uber Eats whenever I felt like eating some shit that either my mom made or I just didn't want to cook.
Mm.
Straight up. Now that I ordered recently, this was, 2 days ago, these motherfuckers, they got a fucking service fee, they got a fucking driver fee, they got a what the fuck else? They mandatorily fucking put a tip on there, because niggas don't be tipping the goddamn drivers.
Bruh. That bring
their food. I'm not even gonna talk shit about them niggas, because I'm that nigga.
I do not tip Uber drivers because I do not trust Uber drivers, like Uber Eats drivers. Because, like, you hear all the stories like, oh, some of my fries were missing. Oh, it looked like somebody took a sip out of my drink. Like, I don't know what the fuck they was doing in the car from the place that I tried to get the food from to my house. They could have been digging their nasty ass fucking dingleberry fucking crusted nails up in my fucking french fries and, like, no. No, you don't get no goddamn tip. I don't know what the fuck you did. Show me a fucking dash cam video of, like, your whole ride to my house.
Dash cam video, nigga? This ain't a hotel. This ain't fucking
Hertz
either, nigga.
I want to see what the fuck was going on during that ride, because apparently, I mean, well, not apparently. It's just, I just don't know what was going on.
Yeah,
like, you always hear, like, people's, like, fries are missing. We're like, oh, there was a piece of my sandwich that was gone. And it's like, damn, like, you got a piece of your sandwich missing, nigga? Like, you could have told me that you was hungry being an Uber Eats driver. And I'm like, yo, like, I'm kind of hungry.
Typically, knowing, like, how I, whenever my order would come, like, I had a shit ton of fucking beer in my house. So, the most I would do is just, like, here, cheers up, bitch, and just leave. That would be their tip.
Oh, remember when we used to order pizza all the fucking time? And when you tipped that pizza delivery driver
a shot? Para usted.
Vodka?
Is this para usted?
Para usted.
Yeah, like, this is for you?
So. Yes.
Yeah, because it's an OG, man. Like, I don't know. I might sound like a little bitch right now, but, like, I respect my elders. Even though I don't got change on me sometimes. Like, I always bother. Like, I always take the time to actually tip something.
For us, like,
if it's a young nigga that live, like, he my age would be like, nigga, go work. Fuck.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. Fucking millennials now and shit. Like, oh, I can't talk shit that. I can shut the fuck up, Wednesday. Jesus Christ, you ain't need my goddamn interview. I'll beat you.
Wednesday, chill.
But, yeah. Older people, I respect them. Because it's just like, when I see an older gentleman that is, like, about my dad's age, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I just respect them as if they were my parents. So, yeah, I tip. But younger niggas, like, millennials, like, goddamn, these niggas be flexing all their money on fucking Snapchat, on Instagram. Man, once he actually show up, they be the same niggas. I be like, hey, can I get a piece of the blunt? Nigga don't even be
Can I borrow $10?
Yeah, can exactly.
Like, you gonna put it for gas if I pick you up? Yeah, I got you. You pull up. Oh, I forgot my wallet.
Hey, be like, oh, nigga, you better take a goddamn Uber. Got me fucked up.
Take an Uber? Fuck that. You better use your two goddamn feet. God gifted you then for a reason.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
And the thing, that being said, it's just like, my nigga, like, how you gonna flex all this money on social media? Short and like, are you trying to impress bitches? Cause like every time, like I've called some of my homies out like that. It's just like, bro, like when I see you posting all this shit, and then we be matching for a blunt. This was like high school days.
Damn.
Pre-high school, like I would say, not even pre-high school. This would be 3 months before fucking graduation of my senior year. We're over here as ghetto ass fucking South Central niggas. Matching up for a blunt. Hey, you got a five. I'm putting in a five on it. Everybody puts a goddamn five. And there's always going to be that little cheap-ass nigga that fucking literally pays for the fucking blunt only. But regardless, he still smokes. But there be some of these niggas that just be like, they don't pitch in for anything. As a matter of fact, I'm going to call him out. Mikey. Little broke boy fucking...
Bruh.
Fucking looking like you just came from fucking Fat Albert, bruh.
Oh my god.
Dead ass. Exactly like Fat Albert, just crustier lips.
I'm fucking dead. He said crusty lips. He said crusty lips.
But anywho, all this, like, once he was like a little crack fiend, bro. Like, he would smell us smoking in the goddamn back of the apartment complex. And, like, he would just be like, just imagine a fucking little rat that just smelled its first whiff of cheese for the day. That nigga would just be looking around and just be like. Like, that's how famous she was. Be like, let me get a hit.
Like, oh, he did.
This nigga was like this. But the thing that everybody will, we wouldn't even call him Mikey anymore. Like, I guess he was into anime, so some of the homies would call him by his, like, Instagram name. I forgot what anime it came from, but every nigga in the neighborhood, at least, would call that nigga Gurgle Neck. Like, this nigga's neck was just, I can't even describe it. It's just like, oh my god, Gurgle Neck. Like, I didn't come up with that goddamn name. It was my homie Angel that did it. So we call him Sir Gurgles Because this nigga, every time he fucking laughs, like, he doesn't even laugh. He just, like, snorts. So gurgle. Like, everybody would just be laughing and this nigga be, like, snorting. Like, this nigga don't even laugh. Like, it sounds like the most geekiest shit ever. And this nigga looked like he was a straight hood nigga.
Bruh.
It was crazy. But, yeah, always trying to fucking take a hit out of the goddamn blunt. That shit was mad annoying.
You know, I always see that, because, like, you know, like, I don't smoke, but, like, whenever you guys do smoke and stuff, nobody's smoking. When people are like,
fuck up, Wednesday.
What was he gonna say? Fuck!
Whenever.
Last night. Oh, yeah. Like, when people are like, they don't put in. And then, like, they try to, like, sneak themselves into, like, your little rotation.
Yeah.
Bruh, they be like, move, like, scooching themselves in, like, oh, move a wall, here. It's my turn, head ass. You? All right, you interrupt my cast.
Yeah, we on a podcast, bruh.
How about no? How about no?
Hey, we were talking about smoking, and once you heard that, you came in, little fiend.
Oh, I actually came in to actually see if I could just smoke eat here before I leave.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of want to sit down and enjoy this when I'm
high. hold the fuck up. I didn't lost my goddamn train of thought. Speaking of thoughts, hold on. I got a story for y'all about a thought. Two thoughts, three thoughts, four thoughts more. How many thoughts do I got lined up on my door? I should never become a rapper.
Oh, God.
I want to talk about the thought circle, the barricades, the fucking...
Oh, shit. It's barrack.
It's barrack. It is barrack rat o'clock. For those of you that do not know what a barrack rat is, it is a term that people in the military use for a person that hangs out on base and goes from room to room to room to room to room.
Until she gets to the last room.
And then it's a cycle, you know, because once one rat is there, then, like, that rat brings the other rat. And then next thing you know, you got a whole family of fucking rats. Same concept, except for it's in the barracks and these... are people and not actual rodents. So once upon a time, not long ago,
but they look like actual rodents.
There was a I don't even know how, like, I got involved with. Nope, I do know how I got involved with them. Fucking La Mirage, Llama fucking Raj.
And for all of you viewers, or anybody listening to this podcast, if you from at least Long Beach or, like, southern LA area, meaning Compton, Long Beach, or fucking Lakewood.
Anywhere in the OC.
Even South Central, even though South Central is, like, a little bit further.
Pretty much, if you're too broke to go to Hollywood, you was at La Mirage.
If you were under 18, you were at La Mirage. Anywho, let these people know what happened.
All right, so...
These were the days we don't talk about.
Yeah, because, you know, once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. And I'm admitting it. I would take your bitch and not give a shit.
But yeah. Like, what was the case with that?
Anyway, anywho, I got involved with a group of women, females. No, fuck that.
Rats.
and these, this, I don't even know what you call a bunch of rats. Just, they're just rats, huh?
Yeah, we'll continue.
We befriended these rats, and it didn't start going downhill until Hotel Party Part 1 with J Squad, Gerb Squad. It was lit.
Rest in peace,
Gerb
Squad.
Rest in peace, Gerb Squad. Say what's good to SLS, because, you know, start ganging in this. we damn. I don't even know, like, you know what, Danny.
Damn, bro. You want me to explain this shit? Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Like, the only thing I can... I don't even remember what hotel... Oh, actually, I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm... Dude, like, we've had, like, more fucking lit... More lit parties than that. That I was thinking of. I was just like, it was kind of like a little memory. It's just like, damn, I had to check my Snapchat for that. Yeah, but let's see when that happened. But yeah, I remember it was with that. Well, in Walter's opinion, that night he was dancing with the thick chick. This bitch was fat.
She was thick. Oh my God.
This bitch was fat.
I swear she was thick, bro.
He's a chubby chaser. He just doesn't want to admit it. But that's not the moral of the story. We had a bunch of barrack rats. Handling, you see, this nigga's even taking a shot because he knows it's
Shut
true.
The fuck up.
Anywho, I don't know if I actually went to the club that night. I probably didn't. I just showed up literally afterwards.
You did go because Daisy was on your car.
She was in my car.
On top of your car.
She was on top of my car. What the fuck was this bitch doing on top of my car?
You remember we're all leaving and she was running and she got on top of your car?
I don't remember that. I think I was way too crossfaded.
Bro, yeah, we were all lit, bro. Deadass, we were all lit. Yeah, no, Daisy was.
Speaking of this, I do not encourage anybody to fucking drive under the influence, whether you're faded or both.
He doesn't encourage it, but I do. Anyways, I had left the club early, and I was like, "Screw, I'm out." Because I forgot what the fuck happened, but then like. Everybody was like, oh, yeah, we're just going to go meet back at the hotel. And you were driving off, and Daisy was running without her shoes behind your car after all the cops came. And she jumped on top of your car.
She jumped on top of my car. Did she at least fall?
I don't know, bro. You guys were passing that fucking the fucking Chevron.
Passing the Chevron.
Yeah, when she jumped on top of your car.
I don't remember.
And then you stopped, and you let her in, and, like, we all met up at the hotel, and, like, that security officer. Why do was
I
feel like,
no? I don't think I've ever. I think it must have been somebody else because I wasn't close to Daisy like that.
No, it was you. You because it was me, you, Kat, Zuli, mm-hmm. And then like everybody else like followed after because mm-hmm. Ian was there too, and that's when I had the Mazda,
mm-hmm.
And then like it was me and that girl. I forget her name.
Her name's not important. Just know she was a wild load.
She was not. It was in the car. It was me, her, and two other people. Oh, me, her, Ian, and Fez. Because
mm-hmm.
Remember, Ian took one for the team.
Oh, shit. We'll get to that
actually,
right now.
Actually, I'm going to take that back. Fez took one for the team.
No, I'm going to take that back. I'm going to take that back. They both took an L that night.
It was an L, yes. It was an L.
That's a literal L right there. But I don't, honestly, like, I don't remember the point of me taking Daisy in my car. I think it was probably, I don't know who was it.
It was, because.
I know it was in, I was about to say Jasmine, but I don't, yeah. She smelled like fucking pad thai, bro. Like, that shit was oddly delicious.
Danny, please do not ever say that again. Oddly
delicious. Yeah. Like, I was actually going to say that pad thai smells bad, but I'd be guilty.
Bro.
But anywho, I thought I took her to the fucking hotel, too. But I guess it was Daisy. I do remember once I got there, fuck ton of people.
We all jumped the fence from In-N-Out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so what happened was, like, there's literally, like, a fucking cinder block fence that's not even... So I'm 5'7". I would give it to, like... I'm not good with numbers or fucking height. I'm just going to leave it at that. But it was at least... The height was 5'3". So you could jump over that bitch. No,
yeah, it wasn't that high.
No cap. Jump over that shit. We jumped over to fucking In-N-Out, came back. We shouldn't have let any people stay in there while we were gone.
No, that night happened. When the security kicked everybody out and we just like left and parked in the In-N-Out parking lot and then jumped the fence. And then like when the and then like That, bruh.
No, what I do remember is pretty much before, well, actually after that happened. So I remember your ass knocked out. I don't know what the fuck you drank. You choked Toby out because he was like, he underestimated your little skinny ass. Toby is one of our close friends. He's like a fucking 6'3 fucking gorilla. As racist.
He is. Toby is a fucking 6'3 gorilla. He's fucking huge.
Yeah, he's fucking huge. Huge. But it's gonna, when I post a fucking picture on our video, like, you'll see, like, it's gonna come off as racist, but no, that nigga is huge. Like, but he, that's my nigga, like, he's a funny ass motherfucker, and he gives no fucks. So, he challenged Walter to fucking wrestling. So, Walter is that type of nigga that likes to fight.
What the fuck? I'm gonna tell you, like, you haven't told me. Does any of your friends just let you beat their ass? My homie told me that the other day when I posted our boxing video. One of them, he was just like, did all your homies just let you beat their ass? When they ask you shit like this, they just sit there and not think, like, chances of me losing.
I don't know. It's pride, bro. Sometimes it's kind of pride that niggas won't admit it. They just be like, "Fuck it, I'm down."
Niggas be like, "I got heart, no, they got no brain."
Yeah, but anywho, Toby fucking decided to wrestle this nigga, and Toby underestimated him. He got choked out in less than a minute.
He didn't know. Okay.
He did not know. Nigga got choked out. He's just like, "Oh, you got my neck. You got my neck.
Let me go. Let me go.
Let me go. Let me go." Like, "Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck."
And he's like, I'm camping. Yeah. He was tapping out.
Yeah, he tapped out. Walter just stands up with a fucking like, "Yeah, bitch, I just won face." And he's just like, I don't know why this nigga had his shirt off, but did he have his shirt off?
I did, because I was with... They had left, and no. I was with Bella.
Oh God, Bella.
Let's
actually talk about her.
Cause that was like that night. I should not have been in bed with her or Daisy.
Yeah.
No, nope. I was in bed with both of them.
He was in bed with both of them. But, Daisy's not that cute, so.
Daisy's all right.
She's
like a 5 or 6.
She's like, she looks. did you just say like 5 or 6?
Height is a 5 or 6.
No, Daisy's more than. Like,
you said like
she's
a
more
5
than,
or a 6?
Or a 6.
Because, like, she's thick.
Daisy's not fat.
I mean, she's not fat,
but she's not skinny.
Man,
either.
You can be fat and still have a pretty face.
No, I'm saying she's not.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
but I'm saying like she's decent.
Daisy is decent,
just not from her face.
No, she is. It's the braces too, bro.
Well, the braces kind of help. So
turn off to me with a bitch neck tastes nasty.
Why are you tasting bitches' neck?
You get that little sour taste.
Jesus.
Throw the whole bitch away.
Bro, where do you be getting your bitches at? Passing Long Beach Boulevard?
Oh. He kicks it over there on thick.
No, that's why I said passing Long Beach Boulevard.
Long Beach Boulevard, dang. Yeah. I got chased from a pimp over there.
Yeah. You got chased by a pimp over there?
Yeah, me and my homies got chased by a pimp. We were sitting in the fucking car and we were just, you know, playing. You ever go down on the whole stroll and just play with bitches? You like, "Hey, bitch, how much you suck dick for?" Like,
"Oh, no. Goddamn." I've seen it on Figueroa, though.
Yeah,
mine area. I've seen that before.
I guess we was just playing with this bitch. And as we was driving up the car, we noticed the car behind us. It was a whole nigga. He was flashing the lights. Next thing you know, he started honking his horn. Then he got out the car. "Who the fuck is y'all?" And we were like, "Ooh. That's her pimp." crossed the motherfucking street on Romy's Boulevard. And as you know, we turn around. He right behind us.
What?
He doing the motherfucking dash. You know, pimps like to shoot.
Pimps like to shoot.
Well, we lost, bro, in the dark. I told him, I said, turn your lights off and hit this corner. He did quick.
Fucking dead, yo. Y'all, you over here fucking teasing the bitches on Long Beach Park.
Completely.
Like, when bitch, do you not realize that? Like,
you was a whole dime piece, and you sitting here walking the dirty-ass sidewalk just to get that coochie boxed out. No. I can't, no.
Not even bitch, that. It's just like...
Be an Instagram model like every other cute bitch do.
Exactly.
That try to make it.
Like, most of these, bro, like, honestly...
Yeah, I'm over here looking at Daisy's pictures like, she's not ugly.
Really that ugly?
Like, I was scrolling like.
Yeah. Oh, you really look at her like, nah, she ain't that ugly. How I thought she was.
Look, Danny.
Okay,
come on now.
It's the filters.
It's not the fucking filters.
That's no,
that.
Anyway.
That's that. Nah, I actually would hit this. Like,
yeah, but Mushu, the thing is, like, you're right about that. Where they could actually be Instagram models, but the thing is, I don't understand why they don't do it. Like, bitch, you know how easy it is to run away from your pimp?
And you know how easy it is for a pimp to talk to a whole bitch into doing some shit? Hey, look, you not a pimp if you ain't got a mouthpiece. Pimps nowadays have mouthpieces to have these hoes walk the streets. How else do they just walk these streets?
They be like, bitch, move.
No, man. Real shit. Like, my ex sat up here... told me she almost fell for it. They had to realize the man was a pimp. I was sitting here trying to have that same conversation with him. Like,
the fuck?
Can't tear the hoe to a house party.
I'm fucking dead. Oh, but shit. If these bitches could be prostitutes, cute bitches, dime pieces could be prostitutes, like, they can also be Instagram models. Like, you know, y'all know how many fucking bitches I be seeing nowadays on the gram. Fucking ugly as shit. Bitches be having like 3,000 followers. Like, goddamn, how, like, is your pussy good or what? 10K,
and you see, you scroll all the way down, you see Walter's comment, hashtag, you still a prostitute.
You would do some shit like that. Yes. But, yeah, like, I be seeing that, I just be like, damn, this bitch, like, she ugly. Like, I seen another fucking girl.
I asked the prostitute, what's her market pricing for sucking dick? I said, I got $10. What will I get? It said it ain't even worth a lick. I said, bitch, your tongue exclusive like that?
Fucking
you talking dead. About licking? You said, Winston, move! You talking about $10 ain't even worth a lick of my dick? Like, what? What have you done that bad, that well, for somebody to pay more than $10 for some head?
Fucking dead. I wouldn't even pay a goddamn dime for a bitch to get even near me.
All I know is, no matter how desperate I am, if I want a prostitute, I'm just going to Mexico.
I'm fucking dead.
If I really want a nut off, I'm going to an ex.
Right.
Real talk, though.
I'm not going
to. If I really want a nut off, I'm going to a fucking ex.
I'm not going to my exes. No more.
Shut the fuck up. Yes, you are.
I'm not.
I said that same shit. I said that
I'm not
shit.
Going back to
you know what I did last motherfucking
X. And like you hoes can't deny it. Like y'all can't deny it. As sad as it sounds like we just keeping it real. Like y'all I know everybody, whether it's a dude or it's a fucking chick. I know damn well if y'all haven't gotten any dick or fucking like pussy in a good minute, like you going back to your ex.
You know what got me mad?
Simple as
that. Virgins that say they are free.
Females that are virgins,
they are freaks.
You really feel like they're freaks?
Yes, they are.
I mean, I'm actually thinking, like, what if I've ever fucked a virgin before? That's actually a good question.
Like, I fucked a virgin, never again.
Virgins are freaks.
Virgins hurt.
I mean,
because they, it's more of a, like, they are, because no matter what, they all say, nowadays porn is acceptable in society. It's something, it's a norm. People watch porn, you know? And, you know, like, people think that, like, oh, like, I might be into this and I might be into that. That's, you know, hashtag virgins. every virgin that I've been with has like asked to do some weird freaky shit, and I'd be like, you might not want to do that. You haven't even got like the tip sticked in yet. Like, you better chill. Hold your panties, bitch. Hold your panties. But yeah, like, virgins are freaks. Like, they be the first one to flash you they tits. They be like the first one to like, even I'm not even like counting like you know, virgin dudes are fucking weirdos too. Like, a lot of my the guy friends that I know, like, their first time they was out there sending out fucking dick pics trying to see if they can get somebody wet. And I'm like, bro, like, girls don't get really get wet off of dick pics.
Niggas get dick pics just to get this wet. That's how you know they don't get
wet. Like, bro, like, what are you doing?
I can't see here. I can't see here lying. If a nigga ever tell me, hey, I said,
it's over there. What even? What is that? Don't use that. That's for shaving.
I'm fucking dead.
Yes,
yeah,
your face. I know what that is.
Anywho, sorry. Sorry, y'all. It was just a technical break because these niggas were looking for the goddamn ashtray. But anywho, I never actually got the point of, like, not even me, from my personal experience, I would never send a dick pic unless she actually asked for one, which is different. And even then, it probably wouldn't actually be an actual picture. It would probably be fucking Snapchat. So, like, 1 second, boom. Like, bitch, I know you ain't quick to fucking say that shit. But anywho, that.
I don't send dick pics. If you want to look at my stuff, I have plenty of pictures on my Instagram that show my bulge.
I'm fucking sad. You're smoking.
Don't smoke into the.
This.
As for me, I don't really give a fuck. You really want to see that bad? I'm going to show you this, Schlanger. Fuck, you want how you want the picture? You want it against the camera? You want me in the mirror?
You want an angle?
You want an angle? what you want? Like, if you want it, I would send it. I'm scared. Shit, you want to see a slang? I'm a slang it for you.
No, as a matter of fact, since we're all talking about this, like how we were talking about that, these bitches were literally fucking dime pieces on Long Beach Boulevard and selling themselves. Like, don't you ever just hate, aside from that, don't you ever just hate when you have, like, these fucking bitches now on Snapchat, like, oh, buy my premium. Like, bitch, do you realize there's fucking X videos for that?
I actually get mad. I get mad at the fact people be paying for that shit. I'll be like, really? Like, you can't download Tinder? POF?
Hey,
monkey? Shit, monkey? Like, motherfuckers on monkey every day, stripping for people.
Bruh,
I don't
even fucking know what monkey is. Tell me about that.
Monkey is basically a nice way to meet people around the world and people around you. It's just like they randomly giving people.
What the fuck?
They read like, say, how can I explain it? What is life? Damn, I don't understand. It's hard to explain.
What is it like? Okay, so what is like, what's so hard to explain? Like, is it pretty much like a dating app, or is it more like, it's more like socializing.
I swear, it's like,
this don't blow it this way, Michelle. All
right.
Yeah, thank you.
So, It's basically, it got different sections. They got roast, they got single, they got rate me 1 to 10, or rate my smile. They got a bunch of shit.
Rate me 1 through 10. What the fuck is this, MySpace now? That's crazy, bro.
That's some fucking invasion shit.
Let me find out that they got top friends on there, too, bro.
Oh, my God.
Like, goddamn 47.
Goddamn.
But anyway, continue.
But the only bad part about it is when you switch the dial to females only, they still give you, I feel like they give you more niggas.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
So I think, you know what I think it is? I think it's meant for horny people.
It's meant for horny people?
Yeah, bro. For the single section, you know how many times I leave my section on single?
How many times? Still,
they give me niggas.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Bro, I'd be so mad.
Dude. Like, like, I don't know. To be honest, to go back onto the premium thing, I can never understand how niggas buy premium because Pornhub is fucking free.
Literally.
Like, free. What the fuck? But y'all want to go and spend like $100 a month on some girl to send you a booty picture with her thong?
That's because I can just tell one of my exes to do it.
Like, god damn. Seriously? This where we stooping to now? Fellas.
And like, more than half of you hoes that actually fucking do that kind of shit, selling your premium, like, bitch, like, what? Like, you ain't even cute in the first place. Like, I can see why you got a premium. Like, goddamn 47. Like, bitch.
Dude, all right, look. Deadass, I had this one girl, the one that I called out on Facebook. Her fucking box booty square puns, square. She a square sponge. She don't even deserve to be called SpongeBob SquarePants. No, she a square sponge. Nigga, her booty was boxed out and squishy. Like, how the fuck is you boxed out and squishy? Like, with lumps. She got a whole fucking crater up in her booty.
It's not a booty.
Moon landings on that shit.
It's not a booty, it's a box.
The fuck? She's over here buy my premium for $200 a month. Bitch!
She got a back booty.
Back booty?
Yeah, that's when the crack goes up to the middle of your back. Straight back booty.
Jesus. God, this nigga,
she got a plank just to take a shit.
She got a plank to take a shit. I'm fucking done with you, Walter.
She got to lean back just to take a shit.
Now lean back.
Oh, damn. Goddamn 47.
Oh, my goodness.
You see? We laughing way too much, and even the mic's fucking up. Goddamn. Goddamn, my outfit look like God plan. But anywho. Is this shit still recording?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, 2. Big bet. Anywho, aside from the premium, the Long Beach Boulevard shit, back to the Barracks. That's where we were originally supposed to talk about, but we got sidetracked. So I remember from that specific night when you were fucking drunk, Walter, and like you ended up fucking like.
See?
Sleeping with Bella. Yeah. Bella was actually, in my opinion, Bella was actually pretty. That was just my opinion. She had everything except her personality was just trash. Like, she acted straight up like a little kid. Little kid, bro.
I mean, she was only like 18.
She was 18 at the time?
Well, yeah, dude.
Well, a nigga don't know that. Point in, now the point is, you fell asleep because you apparently got tired from fucking wrestling Toby, and then you fucking drank all kinds of shit.
Apparently, no. Okay, so what I heard I did was I was sitting next to Bella on the couch after the whole Toby situation. We were all drinking, and that Bella put my hand in her crotch, and Daisy got jealous, so Daisy had pulled me and was kissing me, and then Bella went to the restroom, and I followed Bella to the restroom, and then
stop right there. I don't believe that part because even drunk, you know that you didn't do some shit like that.
Yeah, I was like, nah, I don't think I would, like, you know. I do believe that, like, if, like, I don't know, if someone like pulled me and was, no, I'm not even like that though. That's sloppy. Mm-hmm. That's just not. I wouldn't do that. But that's what I was told, that I was pulled by one of them and made out with her, and then like I followed the other one, and then we ended up laying down, and then Daisy came in and laid down with us, and then like I don't know. It's fucking
just, well, I can tell you that part of the story because literally, nigga, like you were knocked out. So both of these bitches, Daisy was on the left hand side of you. Bella was on the right. Bitch had her fucking ass hanging out like nothing. Her titties semi hanging out.
That ain't nothing new.
Exactly, nothing new. But you were knocked out, so like this nigga literally fucking lay down with his arm like spread across, like he was fucking Jesus Christ or some shit.
Jesus Christ, I'm calling him.
But you didn't. Oh my god.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.